God will take care of you. That's so amazing. That is so confident to know that God will take care of you. My name is Quentin Mills, and chances are you've heard some of my music that I've written and sung. Songs like I Found the Lily in My Valley, I've Been to the Potter's House, Windows of My Soul, He Put It There, and others. But I want to share with you the story from where a lot of those songs were born. I've not always been a Christian. I've not always been a winner. I've been a loser through and by choosing a path of sin. I was born in an old log cabin back in North Carolina in the year of 1945. A good Christian family that brought me up with great Christian values. However, I couldn't see the value of being raised in a Christian home. I thought in my early childhood that I would choose another life, one that would offer me a lot of excitement, give me a lot of things that I had been deprived of and denied by being just a poor farmer's son. And friend, I want to let you know that Satan always has something that will entice you. Right now, he has for everyone who is listening a custom-made temptation that will destroy you. And your only chance of survival is in Jesus Christ. When I think about how I used to run through those fields and run around in the yard and play, and everything seemed so beautiful and so simple, I never knew that all the time Satan had a plan to take me out. Even though his plan prevailed in so many ways, it was the grace of God that brought me through. It was grace that has brought me safe thus far, and it is grace that is going to lead me home. I was diverted into rock and roll music by singing on a talent show one night in school, and seemingly everything began to fall in place. Everything seemed so pretty. I began making a lot of good money for a high school student. Saw no need for Jesus. Mom was trying to tell me, son, Satan is a liar. He's a deceiver. He will take you down a dead-end road and totally destroy you. I felt like that was just old folky talk. I was young. I wanted to live a life of excitement, and Satan was right there to offer me everything that it took to keep me on his side. I became involved in rock and roll music. I got a rock and roll band together. We were very successful. Saw no need for Jesus. For a while, everything was fine, but then the seeds that I had sown began coming home. Because when you are into music or in an atmosphere or hanging around with the wrong crowd, what they're doing is going to take effect on your life. You will be affected by your immediate environment. I didn't believe this. I graduated from school and I went to the city thinking, okay, I'm here to make my mark on the world, but Satan was there to make his mark on me. When everything did not come together like I thought it would, I joined the Navy. It was in the Navy that I was introduced to marijuana, pot. I never knew what it was. Being raised on the farm, I did not know what marijuana was. But before I knew what I was doing what the people were doing that I was hanging with. Make no mistake about it, you will become a part of the company that you keep. If someone would have told me that you're going to wind up dependent upon drugs, dependent upon alcohol, I would have told them, you're crazy. But Satan is great at deceiving you. He wants you to feel like that you're in charge, you're in control. There is no sinner in the world in control of his or her life. If you're a sinner, you're a servant of Satan. His objective for your life is to kill, to steal, and totally destroy you. And I need to inform you that without the grace of God and the blood of Jesus, Satan's plan will prevail. Your only weapon that will stand against him is Jesus Christ. Being discharged from the Navy in 1968, I didn't even know how addicted I was. I never saw it coming. But after I was discharged, I began to realize that I need to drink about every day. I need to do drugs about every day to live a functional life. And even though I landed a great position, a great job in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it was my alcohol and my drugs that interfered with my job. Assigned to company vehicle, I would find myself sitting in the front of the bars at 1 o'clock in the daytime, waiting for them to open. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to leave here because here is where my problem is. But I put myself right in another environment that was even worse than the one I had come from. I moved to Baltimore, Maryland, and here was when seemingly all the stops came out. My life just totally spun out of control. I would find myself drinking like a fish or doing other things, and I really did not like who I had become, but I had no control over it. Had great intentions, thinking I will get my life straight. You cannot get your life straight if you have sin in your life. It's going to take Jesus Christ. Just totally depressed, totally discouraged, just really hating who I had become. Satan convinced me if you'll end your life, you'll wake up in heaven. Wrong. How can Satan give you a place he got kicked out of? But I'm thinking I want relief, and sometimes the pain can be so bad you just want relief. So I listened to his voice, and I took a razor. I cut my arm, not a peck, not a little cut, but I cut my left arm to the bone. As the blood began to flow from my arm, I'm thinking I'm finally going to find relief. But friend, you don't even know what pain is until you leave this world without Jesus Christ. I wanted to reverse my decision as consciousness began to fade in and out, but it was too late. I had committed my way unto the devil's way. But through all of this, God had a plan. When Satan felt like, I've got him, it's over, he will never write songs, he will never sing, he will never preach the gospel, Jesus was standing by just waiting for me to give my life to him, that he might bring forth the real person that I was born to be. You see, friend, I was born to be a winner. You were born to be a winner. When Satan's plan did not prevail from this direction, he approached from another direction. Still drinking, one Friday afternoon, I overturned my car, running 115 miles per hour. Went through the windshield, up in the air, several feet, came down on my face, killed me. But here comes an old-fashioned preacher, and he prayed for me in that cotton field in Carolina in the name of Jesus Christ, and right before their eyes, I came to life. God's thinking, if he will only surrender, I will amaze him. I did surrender, July 8, 1972. In the back of an old country store, I surrendered to Jesus. And if there is anybody who is amazed as to what God has done in the life of Quentin Mills, it is me. It is I who stand here saved by grace, kept by his love, on my way to heaven.